Hello, friends. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. I just wanted to tell you that I'm so glad you're taking time to listen to this sermon. It is my hope it'll lift your spirits and then motivate you to move out of your comfort zone. Stay tuned now for a message from Harvest Christian Ministries. It's already in progress.
We read it earlier, Galatians, the fifth chapter, beginning at verse number 16. It says, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Go, Fight, Win. Go, Fight, Win. There was a day when my friends would stop by the house and knock on the door or call my name and say, "Tim, do you want to play a game of basketball?" And we would pull a team together, go to the rec center, and only had two goals, and we would have an opportunity to share competitively. It was all about competition, that if you got picked, that was good. If you didn't get picked, you had next. Whether it was a basketball game or maybe we had a game of sandlot, a baseball, we only had one bat, maybe two gloves. Some guys could catch with their hands. But we did that because it was this sense of trying to be competitive. If it was a game of football, we had no shoulder pads, no helmet, and played on the church ground, or we played in the street. Anybody been there? And they would say, "Move, blow the horn, get out the way." But whatever you may have participated in, you were competitive. I don't know anybody that starts to say, "I want to lose today." Everybody wants to win. And so no matter who is on your team, soccer, lacrosse, whatever it might be, you desire to win the game. When it comes to our life situations, we ought to have the same mentality about our faith. We ought not be, can I just say, spiritual chumps? Be a chump and we don't want to win, we just show up. And that's really old school. But most people who go out really want to pick the best person, and you desire to win. And today I want to talk about the importance of being ready. Ready, set, go. Go, fight, win in our spiritual lives. Don't you know that you're in a battle right now in your spiritual lives, that you're in this sense of trying to get through where God has you, trying to be a better you? But it's all about having a competitive spirit. In our text today, we really kind of continue with the Apostle Paul. He writes to the church at Galatia. And for the last couple of weeks, and I did not really plan this, we've been really preaching from some of Paul's letters, whether it was the church at Corinth, or the church at Rome, or the church at Philippi. Paul wrote what he called epistles, and that means he was writing letters to the church to help them become better at who they were. He wrote about 13 separate letters. So when you read the New Testament, a lot of what you're reading when it comes to Paul's letters, Paul writing to encourage the church. In this case, the church at Galatia, Paul knew there were issues with the church. He was writing them because there was a group called the Judaizers. And what they did is they told the people that, you know, you can't really be saved unless you go by the law. They didn't really know about grace. And so misinformation was being spread. The only way you can be saved, you got to follow the law. Not the law as in you getting a ticket in court, but the law as it relates to the law of Moses, the Old Testament, the Ten Commandments. And so that was the difficulty. That was the controversy, is that one group was saying you can't be saved unless you do just the law. And Paul said, no, Jesus came to die for us. That's how you can become saved today. And as you go about your daily lives, it's so important to understand what it means to know Jesus Christ. I just feel a Sunday school spirit today, as I've learned it. And that is that for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. You got to confess unto the Lord, allow him to come in, and he will save your soul. So what does that mean? That sounds old-fashioned, Reverend. That means there's a promise then of life eternal based on my confession of faith. And I don't know much, but I know I'm saved. I don't have deep knowledge, but I know that I've given my heart to Jesus Christ. And Paul wanted to reassure them that you are saved. And, you know, as I look more at this, there's much to be found when it comes to this sense of the walk. Yeah, he says, you know what? You've got to walk in a way that pleases the Lord Jesus Christ. Walk. Now, it does not mean physically how you walk. Some of y'all got some cool walks, and that defines who you are. It defines oftentimes something from your family. It's based on, I know that's a tootin', based on how he's walking. But he was talking about this sense of your spirit. Amen? He wanted to let them know the importance of being able to do what? To walk by the Spirit. It was a command. I say to you, church at Galatia, walk by the Spirit. That if you're going to represent the Lord, what you do has to be spiritual. Spiritual. See, what happens is when we accept Christ as our personal Savior, we are then filled with the Holy Spirit. We are filled with the Spirit of God. That God comes into this body. Now you say, Reverend, how does that happen? It is spiritual that in my confessing, I then receive the power of God in my life. I know you look a little, and I wonder about that. I say, now, what do you mean? I just get the Spirit just like that? Do I feel it? How does it happen? It's based on the promise of God. That when I accept him, he then fills me with the Spirit. And continues to fill me with his Spirit. He says, walk by the Spirit. So you don't fulfill what? The lust of the flesh. The flesh, the body. The old you, the old me. We have the flesh. And there is something that happens in this situation. It's because our mind will think a certain way. And so we really need to be tuned in by way of the Word of God. That I am trying and I am desiring to walk in a way that is holy and that is pleasing to God. He realized that there was a fight going on, that the old you was fighting with the new you. The folk that they remember now home is fighting with the new on Sunday you. Oh, I know somebody get this thing now. Yeah, I know you're not always Holy Ghost filled and speaking in tongues and saying thank you, Jesus. But the flesh comes in and says, you know what, I desire to change your mind. I desire to take you back down memory lane. I desire to do that. He said, no. And so each day we've got to do what? Destroy that old person so that I might walk in a way that is worthy of the Lord. Now you say, Reverend, that's hard. It is hard. Why? Because the world puts so much stuff up trying to draw you in. Trying to say, come on, now you remember this. On the big screen, on the TV, on the internet. I feel like I'm talking to myself today. Y'all so holy, it's scaring me. But it's talking about walking by way of the Spirit. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, know ye that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. And you are not your own, but you are bought with a price. And so wherever you go, if you're walking by the Spirit, you take the Spirit of God with you. It's not optional. Now, I'm going to go here, and Spirit, you wait till I come back. Amen? But even when your low level rises up, you have to realize that I'm a carrier of the Spirit of God. Walk by way of the Spirit, and in doing so, you won't do what? Fulfill the thing that desires to turn you, the thing that desires to take you back, the thing that desires to set you back. I still feel like y'all are too holy today. Yeah, I mean, that's some stuff that you got to just like, you got to go after it. Otherwise, it'll take you over. Let me move on now. I'm going to leave that one alone. But there's also a war going on. Verse 17 says, for the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want to do. It's my thing. Do what I want to do. I can't tell you. That's just the eyes of the brothers. See, that's the old me. I remember that. But the new me knows another way. And so the enemy is the devil. And he wants to keep you always off guard. He's going to pick a fight with you. A schoolyard brawl. Just to get you to get off course. And every now and then, we go for his bait. But thank God for Jesus that you still win the war. Amen? Go fight and win. You got to just say, devil, you won't get me today. You got to just ball your spiritual fist up and say, you know what? I know where you're going, but I'm not going there. Now, the baddest man hit my hand, and the lick goes, or some of y'all too certified. But I'm saying you got to know that you're really in a war when it comes to your life and the dynamics of who we are as believers. And so when folk acting so holy, you know, we all got that place that God is bringing us from and delivering us from. But it says the human side of us is contrary. It's what your grandmother said, boy, you're so contrary. That it's moving in the opposite direction of where God wants to take you. You're trying to live right. And then the flesh said, well, now, why don't you just try this? You're trying to speak right. And the spirit of the flesh said, why don't you say this? And do you ever sense that you had a war that's going on? You might have took a lick or two, but my God, you've got the victory in Jesus Christ. That you got to be able to fight to get to this place that God wants us all to be. It's not an easy fight. It's a 12-rounder. But we can win this by way of Jesus Christ. It's a daily war. And the devil is trying to disarm us. He's trying to, with all he has, to throw us off course. And we've got to say, no, I have got the Lord Jesus Christ on my side. Paul says of Ephesians 6 and 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but what? Against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The devil not playing with you. He's trying to make you do bad. He's trying to set you up. But you know what? You fight not against that person, but against a spiritual peace. Wickedness in high places. But he says, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand. Amen? Gird it up with your word near you, saying, you know, I'm going to try this thing. You might have got me yesterday, but it's a new day. And I'm going after you, devil. Get out of my way. I'm trying to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody get that bold every now and then? Well, he might get one lick in. You say, wait, come off the rope and say, oh, I'm coming back now. We are in a war and we're doing it spirit and flesh. Go fight. But we all want to win, don't we? You are a winner. Word talks about this sense of the Spirit by going by way of the Spirit, and that you have the law that there again comes back into play. You know, the things that you've learned by way of the law, but he lets us know that we can win
in him. Yeah, Paul say, if you just try this, you can be victorious. We began this sermon talking about being competitive. And he tells the church that in order to do that, you can't get caught up on just saying, I got a Bible. Okay. I own a bunch of them. It's still the number one bestseller. But is what's in the Bible getting in us? We can't win by saying, you better leave me alone before I get my big brother. No, you got to say, you know what? Get thee behind me, Satan. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's right. Greater is he that is within me than he that's within the world. I'm going somewhere. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You got to just keep pumping that word back at the enemy. Amen. Let him know. I'm going to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let him know. I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways acknowledge him. He'll do what? He'll direct my path. I can't go back now. I'm about to win this thing. Amen. I'm about to win today because I am following the Spirit. My God, get my trophy now. I'm going to declare I am a winner. Amen. Already know the final score. Already know that we're MVP. Already know that God has given us, and whatever you're facing in the flesh, he's able to give you victory. The thing you thought you could not beat, you can beat it in God. The attitude you thought you couldn't change, you can change it in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says in Romans 8:37, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Anybody feel like they've conquered something today? Amen. So glad today when I think about this go fight win. That was the cheer. Some of y'all are cheerleaders in here. And that was the old school cheer. Go, fight, win. Now, this got sporty now. They jumping everything. But if you were on the court and you heard that, you said, man, we can win this thing. The cheerleader said so. Amen? And somebody was saying to you, you can do this. Go, fight, win. In our spiritual lives, we're trying to win for the Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad about that today? Jesus conquered that cross. He conquered the grave. And he won. He got up on the third day morning with all power in his hands. Aren't you glad about that? And so we have to be led by the Spirit. Amen? Led. When we're hopeless and helpless, led. In trouble or being insensitive, got to be led. Jolted and juggling. Knocked down and knocked over, lost and lonely, mixed up and mad, needy and nonchalant, overwhelmed and overlooked, put down and pushed over, you got to win. Queasy, about to quit, rejected and run down, sad and sorrowful, tired and tested, under fire, under siege, worn down, worn out. I've come to win today. Did you come to win today? Lead me, guide me along the way, for if you lead me, I cannot say, Lord, help me walk. Each day with you, lead me. Oh, anybody want to be led today? That I'm just trying to do right, but if I just follow your lead, I can make it. I can win in this life just because I have trusted you. That even in church, some of y'all had to ball your fists up during the sermon. Like, get up, get off me. The devil was trying to influence you in church. Back off of me. I'm a child of the King. And know that the saints of old, as Hebrews talks about, over the balcony saying, run this race with patience. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I need a chant in the house. Go! Oh, you didn't hear me today. Go! Fight! Win. Oh, y'all can do better than that. Come on, stand today as you say that. If you want the victory, let's say go.
Go.
Fight.
Fight.
And win. One more time.
Go. Fight. Win.
Praise God. That's the word of God today. It is already blessed. I feel like I done won now. Man, I done won this thing because of what I chose to do. And that is to walk in the Spirit. That requires some yes. Not maybe. Not possibly. But yes. Come on, sing it with us.
To the depths of my soul, yes, Lord.
That's it.
My soul
says yes. Let's say it from the top again. Yes, Lord. I can't hear you.
Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my to the depths of my soul, yes, Lord, complete
my soul.
My soul says yes.
How many love Him today? I love you.
I love you. From the bottom of my heart to the depths.
I love you.
I really do.
My soul.
My soul says yes.
Where you are today. You know, when you preach this kind of sermon, you know the Spirit is leading you, but the devil's saying, now maybe you ought to change that scripture.
Yeah.
And maybe you ought to change the title. No, 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 no. Because I'm trying to help me. And in each of our lives, if we're honest today, we are in a battle, in a war. But we've got the victory already. That thing that thought it had you defeated today, rise up.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'm a child of the King. I'm in this to win this and to get the victory. And every day you get up, the old you gonna get up too. Y'all know who I'm talking about? The old you. There's Tim Reverend, and there's old Tim from the club. I may as well just testify. Y'all so laid back today. Y'all ain't never done nothing wrong. But the old Afro-wearing, platform shoe-wearing, super fly hat-wearing, late night in the disc club-wearing. And I said, hey, not today. But there's a new me. If any person be in Christ, then what? A new creature. Old things are what? Behold, all things become if you want them to be. Amen? Come on, give God the praise for your victory today. Now I'm going to put my cards on the table already. I ain't tell all of it. But listen, the stuff that you've been through, that you ought to just say, you know what? That's another chapter. But today I desire to live for the Lord. Amen? This is an uplift word today. Let's bow all over this place today. Perhaps you've come and you've never given your life to Jesus Christ. That's very possible. We think that people know Jesus because of the way they look, what they say, but you've never struck up the conversation. By the way, where do you go to church? Where are you from? Okay. And then somehow God will allow you to slip in. I was at the gym this week and I know this person, I'm pretty sure they're saved, but I was on the machine. I just call it the groove machine because it makes you work. He said, well, what are you doing, man? Let me increase your intensity. Oh, hold on. I won't be at a 7 yet. Let me do it. And so I got to 8, 9. I said, okay. When I got done, I saw him downstairs. I said, hey. I said, you know what? Man, you helped me today. He said, yeah, that intensity, man. I said, help me. I said, you know what, though? I said, in the same way in our faith, we got to, every now and then,
yeah.
Intensity.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, he said, yeah, I understand. I said, no. I'm talking about the other man.
Yeah.
Not the weightlifting man or the Zumba lady. I'm talking about that part in you that God is steady pressing. Live better. Talk better. Walk better. Love better. And before you know it, God is taking you to a new level. As you bow your heads, Father, I come in the name of Jesus. If there's one in our midst, or one by way of the broadcast who knows not you, I pray in the name of Jesus that they might receive you. How is that possible? The Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man receives, with the mouth you will confess it. And so you can do it right now. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I've missed the mark. But I want to go. I want to fight. I want to win. Allow him into your heart today. If you're here today, if you're there today, receive Christ into your heart today. Just take a moment. Just take a moment. God can do it just like that. Just like that, you can have your life change in a moment's notice. Unbeknownst to us or the person next to you, the Lord can do it in your life today. Won't you claim it? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Come on, give God a praise today. And for these blessings, we live without a doubt. Without a doubt that we have been when we shall leave this. Let's say it from the top again. There's a sweet, sweet spirit. There's a sweet, come on, say it. Spirit in this. Yes, it is. And I know. And I know. That it's of the Lord. There are sweet expressions. There are sweet, yeah, on each one of your faces. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know that it's of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit. Sweet heavenly dove, sweet, stay right here with us. Stay right here, filling us with your love and for these blessings. And we live. Oh Lord, without a doubt that we have been when we shall leave. Ah, come on, give God some praise today. I mean, really praise him. With everything you got in you, say, you know what, I'm going to give God some praise today. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. I'm better now.
Thanks so much for listening. I want to tell you about a couple of other ways you can be inspired, of course by CD, but you can also listen to our sermons on the website we have for you. It's www.cometoharvest.org. That's come2harvest.org. Or by way of sermonaudio.com. That's sermonaudio.com. All you have to do is to search for Harvest Christian Ministries. You can also listen to our daily devotionals. They're new, and they're really gaining popularity. They're called Seeds of Encouragement. You can get them by way of iTunes, from podcasting, or from Facebook. Either way, we want to inspire you on a daily basis. Have a great day in the Lord. I'm Dr. Tim Tooten, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Be blessed.